Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve a great God like you, Jehovah. You are the great and mighty I Am. You are Marerere Keshe Abba, Father, which art in heaven. You are the great advocate. You are the almighty. You are definitely the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, Nerere Keshe, you are the anointed one. Merere Keshe Dididia. Oh, we adore you. We bless you today, oh God. We come giving you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor due unto your name, O God. Merere Keshe, be magnified, O God. O Dede, O glorious King that you are, Merere Keshe Dididia. You are a blessed and holy ruler over your children, O God. Merere Keshe Dididia. You are our shepherd. You protect us morning, noon, and night. Merere Keshe Dididia. To make sure we don't slip off your holy, righteous path. Merere Keshe, you keep us in a narrow path. You refuse to allow us to walk in a wide way. Merere Keshe Didiya. Your way is the narrow way, the true and living way. Merere, the only way that leads to life and life more eternal life. Merere, and life more abundantly. You are the author and finisher of our lives, but you have given us abundant life. So we come with grateful hearts to tell you how much we appreciate you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God, that you sent your only Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to the earth, knowing, merere keshe didiya, that he would give his life a ransom for us. Merere keshe didiya. Many have shed blood, merere keshe, but no one can shed blood like Jesus for all. Merere keshe didiya, who calls upon his name, the mighty holy God, the righteous God. Merere keshe, you are the chosen one, Christ Jesus, and we thank you. You are a mighty counselor. When we need counseling, you are here for us. Whatever we need, restoration, you restore us. When we need a healing, you heal us. When we are weary in battle, you step in and encourage us and keep us walking in your paths of righteousness. Satan, the Lord rebukes you right now in the name of Jesus. Let the enemy perish at your rebuke, O Lord. I thank you that we are fully armored, O God. We have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Our loins are girded about with truth. Our feet, are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the sword in our hands. You are our rear guard and we are ready for battle. Let the enemy flee at your rebuke, O God. We rebuke all the winds and the storms of the enemy that try to come against our lives in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the company of the spearmen and the multitude of the bulls upon until they submit. Rebuke those that rush at us, O God, and let them flee away. Rebuke the devourer for our sake, O God. Rebuke the horse and the chariot and let them fall into a deep sleep. We rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate in our lives. We rebuke the proud spirits that are cursed. We thank you, O God. We release furious rebukes upon our enemies right now in the name of Jesus. Let the blast of your nostrils rebuke our enemies, O God, in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the enemy with flames of fire. Let 1,000 flee at our rebuke, O Lord. Rebuke every sea that would try to close upon our lives. Devil, we rebuke you. Hold your peace and come out in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we are grateful that you are a true and a living God, and you chose us to be your very elect children. We are glad, that you handpicked us, that you keep us in your almighty palm, and nobody can snatch us out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening, and welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. Thank you for joining us this evening. We are live with you this evening because Father God gave us abundant life, and life more abundantly. So let's pray. Oh, Father God, we thank you. For every father, every mother, every son, every daughter, every family, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. And we thank you that you created families, O God, in the name of Jesus, in your mighty image, O God. We speak wellness, wholeness, soundness of mind upon families, O God. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing virtue upon those family members that may not be well, O God. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we thank you for safety and protection for every family member, O God, throughout Florida, throughout Georgia, throughout Tennessee, throughout Texas, throughout Louisiana, throughout California, throughout Maine, New Hampshire, throughout Ohio, throughout Michigan, throughout Alaska, throughout Hawaii, throughout every state, every city in the United States and abroad. We thank you for protecting our children and our families, Father God, at home. Protect us against the enemy that would try to rise up against us in our own home, O God, in the name of Jesus, that would try to rise up against our children in the schools, O God, even during summer school time. And, Father God, those children who are at home by themselves, those latchkey kids, I thank you for dispatching holy angels inside, outside, around the house, around the neighborhood, so those children are safe, O God. I thank you for keeping them in a safe place so they cannot be spotted by the enemy nor targeted. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, O God, that every child throughout the world has on your whole armor, O God, particularly your called out children, the one that you called and handpicked, that are called by your name. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for protecting them from swimming accidents, O God, fishing accidents. Even when they go to the park to play, I thank you, O God, that they are protected in every way. They are protected. They are in a safe place in you. They are in your almighty palm. And no one can snatch them out in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we appreciate you. We adore you, and we bless you, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, that our children are protected when they go on the football field, when they go on the basketball court, when they're in soccer games, when they're playing tennis, when they're playing on the playgrounds, when they're at picnics, oh, God, they are safe. Families are safe in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for obedience. Obedience for adults towards you. Obedience to the for the children, for their parents, and those who have rule and authority over them. We bind up every rebellious demon in our children, and we send it back to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. And we thank you, O God, right now, for what you're doing and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that we are totally dependent upon you at all times. Whenever, whatever situation we're going through, Father God, we cast our cares upon you because you care for us. So we thank you today for what you're doing on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. Have your way today, Almighty. Have your way today, Almighty God. We honor your holy presence today in Jesus' name. So, Father, we are grateful that you join us weekly in Jesus' name. We are grateful that you are the Most High God. We are grateful that you are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. Righteous is your name. I thank you that you honor your word above your name. Jesus Christ, we just come to thank you for that ultimate sacrifice that you made for us on Calvary, so that we could have abundant life and life more abundantly. So we thank you today for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Well, we are grateful that the Most High God allowed you to come on, boys to men, girls to ladies, today. We thank God for each of you joining us. Well, you know, I've read this before. It's by a 15-year-old kid who got an A on this paper. Totally awesome. And he made up a different Pledge of Allegiance. So listen to it and be blessed by it. You know what? As Christians, we have to get up off the church pew. We got to go into the marketplace and fight for our children. We got to go into the, you know, to the school board meetings and fight for our children. We got to go into the school board meetings and fight for our community. We got to go to the, you know, the city council meetings and fight for our city. You know, sometimes the enemy want to take our city, but we say, no, no, this city, your city, I pray, belongs to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who died for us. So this young man was bold, and he wrote this this paper that he got an A on. It's called Totally Awesome. Since the Pledge of Allegiance and the Lord's Prayer are not allowed in most public schools anymore because the word God is mentioned, a kid in Arizona wrote the attached New School Prayer, a new Pledge of Allegiance. Now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow become a federal matter now, our hair can be purple, orange, or green. There's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We are allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns. But first, the Bible, to quote the good book, makes me liable. We can elect a pregnant senior queen and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth controls, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles. But the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess. When chaos reigns, the school's a mess. So, Lord, this plea, this silent plea I make, should I be shot, my soul, please take. Amen. So that young man was a brave and a courageous young man like Joshua, but he is bold also. He's like Daniel. You know, he stood up at a time when it's not, you know, good to stand up. But he stood up and he claimed that God is his God. The Almighty God is his God. Well, you know, we are very fortunate today on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We have a special guest with us today. He's in the Army of the Lord. He is known as a true soldier for God. He conducts a 24-hour prayer ministry line. He ministers the word of God to the fallen, the brokenhearted, homosexuals, drugs, and alcohol addicts. His name is Minister Tony Montfort. He lives in Atlanta, Georgia. Good evening, Minister Tony. How are you today?
Hey, how you doing now, Sister G?
I'm doing great. We're glad to have you on. So it's your time.
I'm glad you invited me. You know, first, I want to give all glory to God. And then I want to honor the woman of God, Sister G. Since I'm here, I might as well bring out a subject that I wanted to bring out today. Sister G, you gotta get me that, what you just read, because I want to help you spread that.
All right, okay.
Does he have his name with it?
No, I didn't see his name on here anywhere. Oh, it may be on here somewhere.
Okay, well, if you do, make sure you send me that, because I be on all the different websites and in the phone, and I just want to help spread that. Now, that right there made me say, wow, you know what I'm saying? I know that'll open up plenty of the ears to these parents and these students and whoever read it.
And yes.
Make sure you get me. That was awesome.
Okay.
All right. Amen. All right, y'all. Like you said, my name is Minister Tony, a.k.a. known as True Soul of God. True Soul of God is my stage name. I do Christian rap. But I want to come to you all out of a couple of scriptures, and I want to read you a message, the message that I sent out today, which is called Properly Handling Situations. And I'm coming out of Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23, which says, "Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding." And then we're going to come out of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, which says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." And that is something that we as Christians are lacking today. We pray for cars. We pray for houses. We pray for, rent money. We pray for light bill money. But we don't pray for wisdom. See, you can have all these things, but all these things in the hands of a foolish person is still of no avail. So we need to start praying for wisdom, and we need to start praying for understanding on a daily. These are the things that we truly need from God. And when we have the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, all these other things will fall into place anyway, because you'll know how to go out here and get it. You'll know how, to situate yourself in order to obtain these things that you're asking God for. So you can stop asking God for all this material stuff. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and like I said, the message today is called Properly Handling Situations. And I'm starting out with Proverbs 16:20, which says, "He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." And it says, to live successfully, one must overcome blundering and foolishness, the tendencies to do and say the wrong thing. One must develop the handy and skillful touch that makes things turn out right. A thing does not go wrong because of some perverse fate. It's more than likely that you lack the right slant. It is more than likely that you lack the right slant and the proper approach. If such in this case, what you need is wisdom. So let today's scripture seep from your mind, from your conscience to your subconscious mind. It will correct the error pattern within you and gradually endow you, which means to enrich or to furnish you with wisdom. So basically what I'm saying is read the word of God. Gain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. and think before you react, and you will see a big difference in your problem-solving skills. And we're going to end it up with Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will direct your path. And basically, people, what I'm telling you today is that we have to start thinking before we act. We are people that just act out, and we are emotional people. I mean, women more than men. But what I'm saying is, still, we have to think before we act. We cannot continue to live our lives off of emotions. We have to live our lives by our convictions. And our convictions are those things that come against us that tell us, you know, this ain't right. So we have to live by that. And we have to listen to that subconscious mind in which God be speaking to you, because there will always be three voices that you will always hear. Number one will be the voice of God. Number two will be the voice of Satan. And number three will be your own voice. So this is why you need to get into the Word. And you're going to know, and I know somebody's saying, well, how will I know it's the voice of God? Number one, it's going to line up with the Word of God. So that's why you got to get into the Word of God. Because if you don't get into the Word of God, then you don't know what God's saying to you. Amen? And number two, you're not going to want to do it. Because it's going to come against everything that your flesh is standing for. Because the flesh wars against the spirit at all times, and the spirit wars against the flesh. So those are two ways you're going to know that it's God speaking to you. Because everything that happens in the spirit, in the supernatural realm, is going to seem crazy in the natural realm. But you can best believe that if God has told you to do it, He has provided a way for you to do it. Amen? Basically, like I'm saying, people, we got to start praying for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. To understand God better, to understand who we are better, to understand our identity. Because that's why we have so many powerless Christians today. That's why when you pray, ain't nothing happening. When you're praying, ain't nothing moving for you. And you're wondering why? Well, you're powerless because you don't know who you are. You say that you're a child of the Most High God, but you're acting like the enemy. So it's conflict right there. If you knew your identity, then you would take your rightful place as a son and a daughter of God in the spirit, and you would imitate your daddy. So, people, we got to get it together. We got to get it together, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Did you want me to do the song now?
Yes, uh-huh. Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, God just put that on my heart just to speak about that subject today because
amen.
That is something that we do lack. And we gotta start getting our brothers and sisters empowered so that we can make bigger moves in this nation, because that's what the world is doing. The world is empowered. And that's why they're making big moves, and that's why we're sitting back in corners shaking and scared to say something, but they're moving on what they're believing in.
Amen.
I mean, they're working the same faith principle that we're working, but they're working it for their God, and we're sitting back shaking and scared to work our faith principle for our God. It's a faith principle.
Amen.
It's a principle that's going to work whether good or bad.
Yeah.
So if you want to work it for the good, you already know. Faith is not just believing, but faith is moving on what you believe in. See, it
amen.
Ain't good enough. See, it wasn't good enough just for that guy to sit back and say, they got the young man that wrote the poem to just say, well, you know, they let them people do this and do that, but they don't let us do that. No, he moved on what he believed in. He stood it up, and he wrote about it, and he put it out here. That's moving on what you believe in, amen?
Yeah,
amen. That was faith. And we adults, we can take a lesson from that, amen? From a 15-year-old, glory to God. From a 15-year-old, we can take a lesson from that. Now, some of us done got too comfortable where we at. And we done got real dull, and we are not moving in the faith as we were when we first found Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We ain't moving with that same type of faith because a lot of us done got old and dull and weary. Amen.
Amen.
But he says in Isaiah, he gives strength to the faint. Amen. Do not be weary in your well doing. Amen. It's coming. You got to believe it. Amen. All right, well, this song that that I'm about to present to you all is called, it's off of my CD called I Mean What I Say. $5 a copy. I'm going to give you all the information after the song is finished. And I hope y'all can hear it clearly. Amen. But it's called The Mark of the Beast, No. And we put no with emphasis at the end of it. Amen. All right. Here we go. Here we go. The mark of the beast. I'm a soldier, been baptized in that holy water, and yet I'm a prophet of my holy father, manufactured and built up to overcome everything that this evil world has ever done. Still it's in my veins and I'm suffering like a Clydesdale. Yes, I'm a Jesus Christ rebel, down for kingdom business. I would die a martyr, just dying for my Lord, which I would be a part of. Now take me serious, or take me for a lame. I'm pulling out my Bible, working harder than a 12 gauge, cause I don't need a 9. I got the 21 epistles of the Bible that's gonna show me how to walk in the way and stay up on my path. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you do the math. That's the Trinity. That means 3 and 1. And the 3 think alike. That's where I'm at, y'all. I ain't taking the mark of the beast. He ain't taking the mark of the beast. I don't care how far this ugly world goes, cause I ain't taking the mark of the beast. I ain't taking the mark of the beast. We ain't taking the mark of the beast. Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord, and the power of his might, get your armor up, stand up tall. Don't let your guard down so you'll be able to stand against the devil's wiles. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and other powers. I tell God, I'm always vigilant, aware of the beast that's roaring from the lion's den. But I feel the shepherd that never lost the sheep to pluck me out of his hand. You must be kidding me. Because the one I serve, he's called the Most High, yes, the Lord of hosts. I call him Abba, he's my holy father, and yes, I am the tree that's going to bear the fruit and lead his holy army, holy warfare. It's all up in the mind. It's time to get in line with his word this time. I ain't taking the mark of the beast. No. No. Because I ain't taking the mark of the beast. No, I ain't taking the mark of the beast. No, we ain't taking the mark of the beast. No, I don't care. I'm on it, I'm gonna go. I ain't taking the mark of the beast. Play them games if you wanna, you get left behind. While the rest of us transformed in the twinkling of an eye. But before I leave, I gotta preach the gospel. Excuse me, and sometimes I kinda seem hostile. I didn't come to compromise or down the word. Sometimes I emphasize to see it in my eyes. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. I thank God he's got my back, cause I'm truly redeemed from that life. He kept me falling into this world of lust. Thinking God he had me stuck. I said enough is enough. I poked about it. I made the turnaround. I used to do the world. I do what's holy now. So I stay praising and I stay crossing, stopping for the Lord and started saying something. So from God, saying to NWO, I ain't taking the mark of the beast, no. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The mark of the beast, no. Basically saying I'm standing up and I'm making a statement to the world that I don't care what goes on, what happens, how ugly it gets. I'm not taking that. I'm not taking that. I would die a martyr for my Lord and Savior. Y'all don't know what a martyr is. It's somebody who died for a cause. And I'm I'm ready. I'm ready. Amen.
Amen. So how can we get that your CDs?
Okay. First of all, you can look me up on www.facebook.com/TrueSoldierForGod. That's TrueSoldierIer, the number 4, G-O-D. That is www.facebook.com/TrueSoldierForGod. Amen. Or you can give me a call on my 24-hour line at 404-587-7337. That is 404-587-7337. And when you go to Facebook, make sure you send me a friend request, or you can hit me up on my email. It doesn't matter. It's Tone Yogi, TONEYOGI at yahoo.com. TONEYOGI at yahoo.com. Either way it goes, I will respond to you. I'm a down-to-earth minister, real to the calling, and I'm just here. I'm just a servant for the Lord. I'm a tool, and, hey, let's get it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! That was awesome, the whole message. You know, God is an awesome God. He was talking in Proverbs 23:23 about buying and selling the truth. Sell it, buy the truth and sell it not. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding, Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get an understanding, Proverbs 16:20. He that handles the matter wisely shall find good, and whosoever trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not upon thy own understanding. So I thank God for those scriptures. And, you know, young people, sometimes I'm driving down the street and I hear some loud music, and it's nothing like what Brother Tony has. His is full of the word of God. Theirs is cussing and swearing and all about murder and blah, blah, blah. But I thank God for young men like Brother Minister Tony, because he is a true soldier for God. And I enjoy that rap, the mark of the beast. No, we ain't going to take the mark of the beast. So we got to ask God to give us, you know, strength. So that we will not bow down to Baal. We will only bow and serve our God like Daniel did. He refused to bow down before the king. And he was a child. So we got to ask God for courage and strength and boldness in this day and time. So as he said, you know, there are three voices we hear: God's voice, the devil, and our own voice. So we got to read the word, study the word, eat the word. You know, Job said, I desire the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. So we got to do all of those things that's necessary. Stay in the word. Live the word. Only way you can live it is to get in it, read it, study it. So also he said you can get his CDs at www.facebook.com. True Soldier for God, 24-hour prayer line, 1-404-587-7337. Also, you can email him at TONEYOGI@yahoo.com. So get a hold of the brother. Talk to him. Let him pray for you. Get some of his CDs. God is a good guy. You know God is so honored, because our lesson today is taken from Proverbs. But before we do the lesson, we're going to read a prayer from my pastor's book. She wrote a book called Prayers That Bring Change. Her name is Apostle Kimberly Daniels. And The prayer is called the Next Generation, and it fits right in with what we're talking about today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up the next generation before you, O God. I bind the spirit of the Cosmocrator that come against the spirit that will put the spotlight on the world to make it appear more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. I declare this spirit has been bound and rendered weak and powerless. I declare that the generation that is being birthed will have a thirst and a hunger for the things of God. I release prayer warriors in elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and colleges. Release your anointing, God, to technical colleges, beauty schools, and other places of training and education. God, anoint young people to present you, to represent you in the marketplace, in every marketplace, Hollywood, the political arenas, professional athletes, and other industries of influence in the lives of young people. I break the curse of the fatherless generation. Jesus, we thank you for your spirit of the Father being released in our nation. We bind every foul spirit of abortion. Deal with the powers that be concerning the innocent bloodshed in the land. Lord, let every snare, wicked plan, and evil device set against the unborn be broken now in the name of the Lord Jesus. The devices against our children from the womb to college are broken. We bind every perverse spirit that will come against our children, incubus and succubus, masturbation, homosexuality, pornography, incest, molestation, rape, and other sexual crimes or spirits of violation that would steal the purity of our children. We declare that every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is stricken to the ground and destroyed. We declare that young people will walk in their portion and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No longer shall peer pressure plague and pull down the young people. They shall shine as light on the top of the hill and draw others into the kingdom. God, your word says that if you be lifted up, men will be drawn to you. We declare that the next generation will lift you up. We speak the boldness of the Holy Ghost to young men and young women to speak the commandments of the Lord and walk in the fierce obedience of God, to God. They shall prophesy with precision, teach with accuracy, lead with apostolic authority, win souls with the fire of evangelism, and be shepherds with hearts to feed the sheep. They will go to bed with the hunger of the Lord in their bellies and wake up with the thirst of the Lord in their mouths. All generational curses are broken. The blessings and anointings of the Lord are permeating and spreading throughout the bloodline of the next generation. In their homes, shall be places of peace, and they will inhabit, inherit, and possess the land. Curses of the economy from this generation shall not plague the next generation. The spirit of the good stewardship is a portion of the next generation. We declare that slothfulness and laziness cannot thrive in the young people who run our nation tomorrow. They shall have good success and not fail. 1,000 shall fall to one side and 10,000 to the other, but no harm shall come near the dwellings of the next generation. Rebellion and rejection are broken off of our children. They are displaced by the spirit of meekness and truth. Faith and joy are released to the next generation, the carriers of the torch of the Lord. Lord, we call forth psalmists, musicians, intercessors, missionaries, preachers, authors, marketplace apostles, ministry teams, financiers, to support the vision of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit that will cause young people to tattoo and pierce their bodies. We bind suicide, alcohol, and drug usage. Every door to the demonic is closed through music, movies, videos, games, and the internet. Demons released through MySpace, Facebook, and all other modes of transportation for demons on the internet airways are bound. We bind up the subliminal meaning of www, which means 666, and bind the beasts of the internet. Lord, we know many good things happen on the internet in your name, but the powers of the accursed, things that flow into the lives of our children are broken in Jesus' name. Every spirit of idolatry released to seduce the next generation is broken. The covert operations of devil worshipers, the five percenters, fraternities and sororities, masons and shriners, skinheads, Black Panthers and New Black Panthers, street gangs and all other organizations that have negative influence on our young people are bound and blocked. We pull down the strongholds and images of the world released by the movie industry, television, and the media. The spirit of needs is bound and cannot control the minds of the next generation through secular humanism, the New Age movement, Scientology, and other movements that promote values that do not line up with holiness and right standing with Christ. Father, let our children be focused and steadfast in you. Amen. Well, as I said before, our study today is in Proverbs, starting with Proverbs 10 and 1. It says, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh glad a father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. So as I was doing my study this week, you know, it was such a great study. I tell you, if it wasn't for, you know, tiredness to come upon your body, I probably would have been up studying it all day and all night. But it was such a great study. I wish I could just share with you every little detail that God was showing me as I was studying the lesson. And, you know, our children, you know, need encouragement. And one of the scriptures, it says, "Come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord." You know, God will instruct our children. He's saying, children, he wants us to listen to him. Now, this is all age children. It can be from 1 to 121 years old. He calls us his children. Children, listen to me. I will instruct you. I will teach you the fear of God. And, you know, what is fear of God? When we reverence God, hold him in high esteem, honor him, obey him. You know, the children of Israel, they told Moses, they said, "Moses, you always telling us God said this and God said that and God said the other. How do we know it's not you saying it?" So they told him, they said, "Tell God to come tell us himself." You know, we serve a powerful God. And, you know, his voice is full of majesty. His voice is so powerful it can break cedars and cadets. So God himself stepped down. And when he came, ooh, they were trying to hide everywhere. They were so afraid of God. It was such a fear that came upon these people because God is so awesome. He's so powerful. He's so mighty that it frightened them. And I tell you what, they got a reverential fear of God right then. They said, "That's okay, Moses. We believe you. Tell God to go back. We'll listen." But, you know, they still were hard-headed and rebellious because they got a reverential fear of God that day. And so, you know, we need to read some things and get a reverential fear of God. You know, we say, "Oh, yeah, God, you love us, and we need a house." Just like Brother Tony said, we need a car. We hold out our hands before God. But Moses knew the ways of God. The people knew his hand. They wanted meat, he gave them meat. They wanted bread, he gave them bread. They wanted this, he gave them that. They wanted that, he gave them that. They knew his hand, just like many of us know his hand. But do we know his ways? You know, when God is moving in your lives every day, when you're driving down the street and he's showing you something, do you catch on? Are you sensitive enough? Do you know it's God? Or do you just think it's just nothing? or do you see what God is showing you? Pay attention. God is speaking 24/7. Remember the lesson I taught you all about Channel 23, God speaks. He's continuously speaking, and it's loud and clear. But you got to be on the right channel to hear it. If you got your ears full of demonic wax, you can't hear what the mighty God is saying to you. So fear God. Keep his commandments. Read his word. Study his word. Deuteronomy 10:12 says, "And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of you? That thy, you know, to fear the Lord, to walk in his ways, and to love him and to serve him, the Lord thy God, with all your heart and with all your soul." Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for in this is the whole duty of man. Now, you know, Proverbs 10:1, Solomon is the wisest man who ever lived. He was teaching his son, you know, he says, you know, make me glad. You know, I don't want to have sorrow. And, you know, a lot of children are making their fathers and their mothers shed many tears because of their rebellion. When a father sees that his son understands what he's taught him and apply it to his life by making wise choices, his father's happy. He's proud. But on the other hand, a foolish son is a heaviness to his mother. When a son, a child, it could be a daughter or a son, makes foolish choices, unwise choices, his mother is sorrowful, sad, cries, worries, tense and upset. That, you know, they birthed a foolish son, and it makes them sorrowful. And, you know, the father of a fool doesn't have any joy. Proverbs 17:25 says, "A foolish son is grief to his father and bitterness to his mother that bear him." You know, we got to be wise today. No matter what age, son or daughter you are, you know, you got to make wise choices. That determines your destiny in life. Proverbs 20:11 says, "Even children have a reputation. People know a child by what he or she does or does not do, whether he or she, you know, if the child make A's in school, you know, the child is known as a studious child. You, even the community know, oh, you know, so-and-so, they make all A's in school. If a child is rebellious, refuses to obey his parents, teachers, and those who have charge over him or her, they're known as disobedient, disruptive, unwise. And, you know, when I was in school, they knew how to use the rod of correction. It was a part of our everyday life. You get out of line, you get the rod of correction. And don't you know, it kept us safe. When our parents obey God, you know, we are blessed. We are blessed when our parents obey God and use the rod, like God said. He said, if you beat them with the rod, it won't kill them. So we have to obey God and do what God says. You know, like even, you know, many parents have gotten in trouble because they applied the rod, but that's what God said. He said, if you beat them with the rod, it won't kill them. He said, spare the rod and spoil the child. So, you know, today's parents say, oh, you know, I can't do it. You can do what God say. It's just up to you. The choice is yours. So, you know, our children, you know, if a child sings well, draws well, plays an instrument, has athletic ability, they're known by that. They're known for the gifts that make room for them. Proverbs 23:22. I'm going to read it to you. You know, God's word is so powerful and so awesome. I thank God for his word. You know, he didn't have to leave his word for us to read. He could have just, you know, left it off and just allowed us to try to figure it out. But because he's almighty and because he loves us, he gave us the written word. Of course, there's a word, you know, that we hear in our ears straight from his throne room, from God. But he also gave us the written word. You know, we are people who, if we see it, you know, sometimes it registers sometimes. We got to read and read and read and read. So Proverbs 22 says, "Hearken unto thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old." Listen to your father, since you are his son, and do not despise your mother because she's old. When you listen to your parents, make sure you have a good attitude towards them. Do not argue with your parents. Make a request. To make a request, you can listen until they finish telling you what they have to say. And then you may say, "I have something to say about what you just told me. I know you said I could not date yet because I'm too young, but here's my request. May, you know, they call me on the phone." But if they say no, then don't receive the phone call. Whatever God tells you, you obey it. Whatever your parents tell you is what God tells you to obey. Now, the other thing is, you know, you can make a request. I know you said, you know, to your parents, "I can't drive your car yet, but may I take driver's lessons?" When you say I can drive, I will have safe driving skills. You can make requests to your parents. You don't have to fuss with them and argue and bicker back and forth and be rebellious. That's not the way to, you know, to show respect to your parents. Don't be, you know, foolish. Be wise. Make wise choices. I know you can say to your parents, "I know you want me to," whatever it is. And then I know you said, "I can't go swimming, but can I take swimming lessons so that I can learn to swim, if, you know, so that I'm skillful in swimming. I know you said I can't be on the football team right now, but, you know, can I take karate or, you know, some sports so that I can, you know, when it's time or I'm old enough to be on the team, that I'll be in good condition. I know you say I can't play basketball or soccer or whatever right now, but can I join the Y, you know, so I can be in good physical condition?" Or, you know, duties at home, whatever your parents ask you to do, do those things and do them willingly. Don't resist what your parents tell you to do. They're your parents for a reason. Otherwise, God would have just let you grow up like the dogs in the street. They don't have, you know, parents for forever. You know, they kick them out, or the you know, birds. They kick their children out the nest with, so we keep ours for, you know, 100 years. But animals, let them go. They teach them what they need to know, and they let them go. Is there, you know, I want to tell you that, you know, we serve an awesome God, and he's the all-wise, almighty, all-knowing God. And he's the one who loves his children. You know, he says, you know, in his word, "Hearken unto thy father who begot thee, and to thy mother, and do not despise thy mother when she is old. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not and draw not." So we're going to stop there, you know, with the word. But, you know, the word of God is powerful. I want to ask you a question today. Is there anybody on the air with us today that would like to be saved? You might say, "Saved from what? I'm okay. I don't need to be saved from anything." Do you lie? You know, some people say, "Well, I just told a little lie. Ain't no such thing." Do you cheat? Do you steal? Do you disobey God? You know, Romans 10 is very powerful. I'm going to read it. The word of God is very, very powerful. And when you read it and you don't understand it, ask God to enlighten you. It says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God is for you, that you might be saved." He said to Israel, but I'm talking about you. "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man that doeth these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speak on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Christ from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh to thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord is over all the rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how then shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good news. But they have not all disobeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who have believed your report, our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went out into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by the foolish nation I will anger you. But Esaias is very bold and said, I was found them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. So if there's anyone who would like to be saved that's listening today, press 1. Okay, it appears everyone's saved. So, you know, God wants us all to be saved. He don't want not one person to be lost. So I thank God for the saved today and for those who will be saved in the very near future. We have any prayer requests today, press 1. If you have a prayer request, press 1. All right, seem like all is well. Well, it's closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I thank God for each of you. I'm particularly thankful for our guest, Minister Tony, for ministering the word to us and bringing forth that rap, that gospel rap that he sang. And so I say to each of you, have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget to study the word to be pleasing unto our God. He's a mighty God. He's a holy God. And guess what? He loves you. Even if you think you've done the worst of the worst, he still loves you. Of course, he wants you to be obedient and follow his will. You know, we all have to repent because we don't always know all of his ways and his will. But he is still the awesome, mighty God. Mighty is our God. So today, Lord God, I just thank you for this opportunity, O God, to come before your holy presence on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We adore you, Father God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy, because we are your children. We are your sold out. We are your children. And we say no to the mark of the beast. We say that we yes to your will, yes to your way. We are your obedient children. And, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that's on the line today, those that will listen later, and we say to God be the glory. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, I love each of you, and I'll talk to you Saturday. Same number, 9 a.m. Saturday, we have Bible Storyland. So don't forget, dial in 5 minutes to 9 o'clock. We look forward to hearing your voice, seeing your number appear. God bless you. I love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.